a very quick question for you. Just one question. This exposition was absolutely super, perfect, exactly everything. Resolving the Annamaya into Samashti.
Annam Brahma.
It's relatively easy because you can understand, you know, because of physics, etc., you can understand something, even though you don't know, but at least you can understand something about elements and atoms and all this business. And it's easy, so sort of thing. The fact is that actually one doesn't have a concept of devatas, not really. They're just, as Swamiji would say, it's like, you know, gaga bugga, you know.
Just the totality, you do know. Devatam is not a specific, this is what this is. No, just
but,
say
but,
it.
But they, when they say.
They're much very subtle, very subtle.
Aranyama.
Yeah. Those names are given. Some names are given.
Yeah. But so to what extent do we really need to be with the teacher to really understand these universes?
These are not important. Aspects? Actually speaking, you don't need to really work so much. Just understanding is basic understanding is enough for this. If it is not connecting your reasoning, yes, definitely this is object. I don't need to go the details of what it is, how it is and all that. Actually, what you have to distinguish and understand is consciousness and how you are able to remain focused in consciousness. That is why this morning I was talking to David about it. How in that the method of contemplation, how the whole meditation is contemplation only. It is a method of contemplation. And then that method, because you cannot straight away just see consciousness. Therefore, you are helped to see the thought first and you are asked to shift the attention from thought to consciousness. Like from how you are asked to see the opaque first, then from opaque you are asked to see the light. So you are asked to see the, take thought as a support. The support of the thought, you see the consciousness, then we are seeing only consciousness. Now that you are removing the thought physically, but still attention is not given to thought means it is not there. If you give whatever you are giving attention to alone is there. Thought may be there, but your attention is given to consciousness. Then you, as you are seeing the consciousness, how are you going to keep the attention in consciousness, abstract? Attention can go somewhere. To keep in consciousness. Now, Shastra's words are used. That is why you are asked to see that the nature of the consciousness you are seeing as the meaning of the words of Shastra. Next step. Only for you to give more time, just to help you to be more time, more with the consciousness. Not simply showing the consciousness, isn't it? Next step is what? You see the consciousness first, then be with the consciousness. Attention has to be in consciousness, with the consciousness. Only then it becomes, no? Then I can be resolved in that I am this consciousness, I am consciousness. That has to come, for which attention has to be in consciousness. But attention won't be in consciousness, even if you see the consciousness. Because even if I ask you to see the light, showing the opaque, and help you to shift your attention from opaque to light, no, even if I show you, then attention need not be there again in light, it can go back. Attention can move. But attention moves means ascertainment is not possible. Therefore, next step is, you're asked to dwell upon the consciousness, continuously to see the consciousness. How? By dwelling upon the meaning of words. Seeing the nature of this consciousness being the meaning of the words. So, seeing the nature of consciousness, I'm seeing as the meaning of the words.
The words nitya.
Shastra, yeah. What's that? Those words which reveal the nature of consciousness.
Nityam sarvagatam vibhu.
Because you cannot talk. See, Shastra says some words. You have to see, oh, tallies are not. Suppose if I tell you, before Peterji comes here, I tell you, there's one person is going to come here now, you know, and he will look like this. He has a small beard and he has a little thing, he has a big belly, and then he's a little fat, and then he's how he is, and he's a little brown, and I tell you all these things. And then you only heard the picture, isn't it? You only heard the words. What is now big belly or fat or not thin or bald or hairy. No, whatever I say, you have heard the words. You have not seen the meaning of the words. And then this person enters. This must be the Peter Bonici. Exactly, all the words you see. See this as the meaning of my words. Fat. Yes. Okay. Not very human.
Enough.
Then is beard. You have resolved what now? Then all the words, you see this person, okay, appearance as the meaning of my words. Like this, Shastra is the words. Nitya sarvagata sthanu achaloyam sanatanaha. Nityaha sarvagataha sthanu achalaha sanatanaha asangaha ekaha. So many words are there, different books, different contexts. Now, you are focusing attention on consciousness. You cannot straight away go to consciousness. Never. Because you can never see your original eyes. You always can see your original eyes through the reflection. You can see your original eyes, never as original eyes, but through the reflection of the eyes. In the same way, you can never see consciousness as consciousness. Why? Because it's not an object of... Original eyes are not objects of sight. The eyes are the very seers. The seer eye can never be seen. So the knower consciousness can never be known. But the consciousness is not an object, nor is it a subject. It's the very reality. And the consciousness, like that, consciousness also has to be seen, cognized, recognized through the manifesting medium of thought, through the manifestation. Through the manifestation only, okay? So not through manifesting medium, sorry, manifestation, sorry. Okay? See, through the reflection of the eyes alone, you see the original eyes. Through the manifestation of consciousness alone, you recognize the original consciousness. Therefore, what did I say? Words of Shastra. Now you're seeing it as you're seeing, oh, as I did in science, how the eyeball looks, how the eyelid is, how the eyelashes are, is how the white part of the eye is, and all these things you see externally, whatever you see, oh, this is how eye is. Somebody teaches you writing the board, and on the board, this is how eye looks. But seeing that picture, nothing goes in, isn't it? But you see the eyes and see the picture, then connect the picture to the eye you see. Connect the picture drawn and through which you are taught, isn't it? You see that, your reflection, your own eyes, and find, oh, this is how original eyes are. The same way, you take the Shastra's words. When you're seeing the shifting the attention from thought to consciousness, then as you're seeing the consciousness, attention is given to consciousness means once even the thought is not important now. For you, you see, start seeing the nature of what you're seeing. Nature of what you're seeing, the consciousness. And the nature of consciousness is the meaning of the words of the Shastra. So you next afterwards, to keep your attention in consciousness, you use the words. So Shastra's words serve as support. You know, support in the sense, each word tells you the nature of consciousness. And you see, analyze the nature of consciousness as the meaning of this each word. Then as long as analyzing the nature of consciousness as the meaning of so many words, attention has to be held where? In consciousness. This is a trick. You are in contemplation. Then that will help you to arrive at what? I am this consciousness existence. Then it goes on in mind, it goes subconscious, it becomes sukshmavritti, anavritti, then they say one day it will surface. It doesn't surface, it doesn't matter. If you keep on, you are doing it. This is a contemplative method. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.